This next segment is about the saddest tourists ever. Sad about politics, that is. Some Brits are so depressed by politics back home that they've decided to double down on political disharmony. They have Patrick Brown to thank for that. He's the founder of Polytrip. Join one of his vacations and you can see the U.S. presidential election up close and personal. Go to events, shake hands with voters, make phone calls and canvass. Patrick Brown is himself deep in politics. He's a counselor in Northern Ireland and a PhD student in politics at Queen's University Belfast. So for him, the idea of Polytrip came up pretty naturally.
After Brexit over here and after seeing Trump get the nomination over there, I booked flights over to the US, to Miami, actually. I had a contact that arranged housing for me and sent me to a field office. And I spent the last month of that cycle knocking doors and making calls and attending events for the Clinton campaign. I had such a fantastic time doing that, that a year later I was coming up with some business ideas. And I thought maybe people would pay to have a similar experience organized for them. And that's basically where the idea for Polytrip came about.
And what do travelers who sign up with Polytrip actually do? And are there things that they're not allowed to do?
So one of the first things that people always ask inevitably is this not, you know, foreign interference or is this legal?
Right.
And that was my first thought when I came up with the idea. I thought, you know, no one's doing it, so it must be illegal. It's perfectly legitimate for a tourist on a tourist visa to go over to the US and volunteer as long as you're doing what a regular volunteer on a campaign would do. So, like I said, knocking doors, canvassing, making phone calls, attending events, generally observing the process. There are limitations to what you can do. So one of the main things is we can't fundraise, we can't solicit donations or receive donations, and we can't do anything that would be considered sort of high-end strategic work. You know, we can't be a campaign manager, we can't do anything that would ordinarily be paid. And I think that's just a concern around, you know, taking jobs away from American staffers.
Patrick, I'm wondering how business is for Polytourist. Like, does Brexit play a role in this? Is seeing the U.S. system kind of escapism for Brits, or just a reminder that politics is dysfunctional in a lot of places?
One of the guys who was out in Iowa with us last month, he said that he was so fed up being depressed by British politics that he decided to come over and be depressed by American politics instead. And I think that's reflective of the general state of politics in the Western world, or maybe globally. I certainly was influenced to go over in 2016 as a result of Brexit. I saw a lot of the same narratives, the same themes, sort of a turn towards the right and towards nativism. And that influenced my reasoning behind wanting to go out and play whatever role I could. I think more than anything, young people are more politically engaged and aware than they were a few years ago. And for better or worse, that's probably helped us in terms of recruiting willing volunteers and participants for Polytrip.
Any plans to take your Polytrippers to other countries that have equally dysfunctional systems?
It's all in the business plan. We have plans to reach out to other elections. We'd love to bring some Americans over to the UK more. I think that's something we could definitely facilitate.
Well, good luck, Patrick. Patrick Brown, the founder of Polytrip. He's a counselor in Northern Ireland and a PhD student at Queen's University Belfast. All the best.
Thanks so much, Marco.